Hi, my name is Richard Gonsmart. I'm the fourth generation owner-operator of the Columbia Restaurant Group. My first education into what I do today was at the age of about 3.5 years old. I can remember walking into the kitchen, into the walk-in cooler on a Friday, like we did every Friday. We'd go eat at the Columbia, and I went and I saw these big fish looking at me, a red snapper, a grouper, a pompano trout, and they scared me. And I ran out the door, and my grandfather tells me, ¿Qué te pasa, muchacho? What's wrong with you, kid? I told him the fish were going to bite me. So my grandfather took me inside, and he told me how to tell fresh fish, to look in the eyes for the clarity. He opens up the mouth. He says the gill should be bright red. Then he had me poke the flesh. He says it should be firm. So every Friday, that was my first job, was reporting to him if the fish were fresh. But about a year later, it must have been, I can't remember exactly how old I was, I started crying again. He says, what's wrong? I said, I can't tell if the fish are fresh. There's no heads on them. They already filleted them out and we're making stock. And so those are the fond memories I have. So I guess that's my official first job at the age of 3.5, reporting to my grandfather, the owner of the restaurant, about the fish. And what it taught me was my grandfather told me he had to serve fresh product. What we started doing when I finished college was I found that we were serving frozen fish and the product wasn't consistent. So that's what we focused on, is just doing the best product we can every day and buying the freshest locally caught fish. If I had to find that position that really makes you happy, somebody asked me how many hours a week I work. I said, have no idea. I was told once if I stopped to figure out about the hours, that meant I was in the wrong profession.
Hi, I'm Shannon Snyder. I'm the mayor of the city of Sarasota. Oh, I was 12. I mowed grass in the neighborhood, and I had probably 8 or 9 yards that I mowed during the summer. And, oh, I think I got like $6 or $8 a yard or something like that. Basically, I think I bought clothes with it. I think I bought some clothes and some stuff that I wanted. And, you know, typical working family, if you want something different than what they were offering, you went and got it yourself, and you better be able to afford it yourself. Yes, I still mow my own grass and pull my own weed, which I haven't done in the last 2 or 3 weeks, so I need to get out there with some elbow grease and some Roundup and take care of the problem. Take whatever job's out there. You can learn from any job that you take. Keep working for your dreams. That's the main thing, and it'll happen.
I'm Judy Lisi. I'm CEO of the Strass Center for the Performing Arts. My very first job was I was a waitress at Howard Johnson's in Connecticut, where I'm from. When I turned 16, I couldn't wait to get a job. I just couldn't wait. So I just walked from place to place saying, hello, I am here for a job. And the first place I went was to this diner, and I didn't realize it was a pretty rough place. And I was like very small. He said, oh, honey, this is not the place for you. So he told me, why don't you go down the street to Howard Johnson's? That would be a good place for you. And that's what I did. I went down to Howard Johnson's and I worked there for 33 cents an hour. I realized that the nicer I was, the bigger my tip was. And that was a big learning experience. So 50 years later, that's still the truth. It's how you present yourself and how you relate to the customer is, I think, helps in your success. Whatever the entry level is, do it. I have known so many people that started as receptionists that eventually wound up at the top of their game. You shouldn't look at where you want to be. Just start.